Please get your Bibles and open to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, let's read the first four verses of Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Someone came up to you and asked you, why did God raise Jesus from the dead? How would you answer that question? You know, I guess if that question was asked to the general God-believing public today and in the world, there would be a variety of answers that would actually take place. God raised Jesus from the dead to obtain victory over sin. God raised Jesus from the dead to defeat Satan. God raised Jesus from the dead so that we could receive the forgiveness of our sins. Maybe God raised Jesus from the dead so that we too could overcome death. And all of these answers, even though they're different answers, would be true. And when Jesus was raised from the dead, all of these answers became a reality. But I want to offer tonight a different answer. I want to suggest to you that God raised Jesus from the dead so that you and I could walk in newness of life. Isn't that what we do when we become children of God? We walk in newness of life. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father here in our text, in verse 4, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This is also a correct answer to the question, why did Jesus, or did God raise Jesus from the dead? Now, what I want us to do is really analyze this answer so we can walk in newness of life. You know, we can have victory over Satan, and we can have victory over sin. But we can't do that with our old life. Now those of us, and most of us in here are sitting in here as Christians, we have taken on the new life. We could not have overcome sin and Satan had we remained in our old life. But even though that we are children of God, even though we are born again Christians, we will always battle sin. We will always have Satan as our adversary, as our foe. And even though we are Christians, we will also from time to time fall into sin. For everyone sins. And the reason that we sin is because we go back to the old way of life. We allow ourselves to take a step backward, to go back into the sin that we walked away from even after becoming a child of God. Now, this passage of Scripture that Paul wrote here in Romans chapter 6, he didn't write this for us to learn it, to memorize it, and hang it on the wall. He wrote this so that we could live this in our lives. He wrote this so that we could live a new life. Or as he put it, walk in newness of life. And there is only way to walk in a new life. And that way is to die to the old one. Now we understand that. We've been told that for years, haven't we? It's been part of our study since we've become a child of God. We have to put away the old and put on the new. Yet, Paul tells us that we can be free from sin, but only after we have died Romans 6 and verse 7. If we went down a few more verses, we would find that. So the question tonight is not, have you been baptized? The question tonight is, have you died to the old life? Because there are many, many people who have been baptized, but they never have been able to let go of that old life. They have never been able to walk away from the sin that was a part of them, even though they have gone through the motion of baptism and the motion of becoming a Christian. So tonight what I want to do is I want to talk about what this new life will do for you and what this means when we take on the new life. For example, it takes a new life to be free from the penalty of sin. Now, there is a terrible threefold penalty to sin. First of all, there is condemnation. This means that you have been judged guilty. If there is sin in your life, if you are living sin in your life, you are still condemned. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 37, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So there is condemnation if you allow sin to control your life. It is a penalty of sin. The second penalty of sin is the wrath of God. The anger and the indignation of God will be cast upon you if you continue to live in sin. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." And yes, it's sad to say that we have many people out there who wear the name Christian who do exactly this. And it is a penalty of sin. The third penalty of sin, of course, is death. Now, death has been defined as the separation from God. And we know that. We think about death, you know, you stop breathing, you stop living, and everything comes to an end. But spiritual death means that you are separated from God. Isaiah tells us this is something that we do to ourselves. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 2, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you that he will not hear." So yes, it is going to be an eternal death, and that eternal death for the sinner is that you will no longer be allowed to have any type of relationship with God. He is out of your existence for all eternity. But as a child of God, I am free from this penalty. I am free from the penalty of sin. I am free because I have died to sin, and I now walk in newness of life. And when I begin walking in newness of life, there is no more condemnation. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1 and verse 8, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." There is now no wrath of God because now there is salvation. And again, we go to the Apostle Paul, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." So now we have found these penalties that are racking up on us because we've gone into sin. If we can walk in newness of life, there is no condemnation, there is no wrath of God, and there is also no death. We will have that eternal life that God is talking about. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "The wages of sin," he said, "is death. But the gift of God is eternal life," again, through Jesus Christ our Lord. But in order to be free from the penalty of sin, which includes condemnation and wrath and death, it means that we must now walk in newness of life. Our life has to change. That was the first thing that Peter told the people on the day of Pentecost. The first thing you must do is repent. In other words, you have to change. There has to be a change in your life. You are going from that which is living in sin to that which is living for God. And if you have died to the old life, then you will be able to walk in newness of life. Another thing, it takes a new life to be free from the practice of sin. Living in newness of life means that we have left that old man behind. We have now decided that we are going to change from following the world to following the Lord. Paul tells us in Romans 6 and verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in its lust. We have now put this part of us aside. It is no longer a part of us at all. Now, you know, this freedom is not an opportunity that we can continue in sin, because that's the first thing that Paul said in the text, shall we continue in sin that the grace of God may abound? It doesn't work that way. We have to put behind these things. Paul tells us in Galatians 5 verse 13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Now listen to this. Only do not use this liberty as an opportunity of the flesh. In other words, we can't use the freedom that we have in God to continue in sin, because God is not going to accept that. We must put it completely behind us. In fact, to continue in the flesh, even as Christians, means that we are still sowing to the flesh. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8, for the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap everlasting life. Paul tells us in Romans 8 and verse 6 that the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace. So as a child of God, I am free from having to practice sin. I can walk away from it. I can walk away from it because I have died to sin. And now I can walk in newness of life. Number three, it takes new life to be free from the propensity of sin. Okay, propensity, big word. Let's define it. Mr. Webster tells us that propensity means having a strong, intense liking for something. Having an overwhelming desire for something. Living in newness of life for the Christian means that there is no longer a desire to sin. There is no longer a desire to live in sin. There is no longer a desire to let sin control you in your life. Living in newness of life means that you have completely changed what you follow or who you follow. You see, according to Jesus in Luke, in John chapter 3, men love darkness instead of light. Men love the propensity of sin. They love to be a part of sin. Listen to this, John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. And this is the condemnation, that the light, talking about Christ, has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. So when you think about the propensity of sin, you're actually defining someone who loves sin, who wants to continue in sin. And the fact that you have given your life to Christ or gone through the motion of giving your life to Christ is just a facade. It is not real. It is not complete, because you still love sin. And we are told as Christians that we are not to love these things. In fact, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, the Apostle John said, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it is not of the Father, it is of the world. And these are the things that we walk away from in life. If we're going to walk in newness of life, we are not going to walk according to this. So we need to understand, we must walk completely, totally away from sin. And as a child of God, I am free from the propensity of sin. I am free because I have died to sin. I am free because I now walk in newness of life. Once listen to the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5. He is telling us there is a different walk when we walk in Christ. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. In other words, we need to walk in that newness of life. Why did John the Baptist tell the people to repent? So they could walk in newness of life. He told them, there has to be a change. You can't continue the way you are. And this is what our text is telling us as well. Why did Jesus say that we need to deny ourselves to be his disciple? Because we have to deny ourselves, our fleshly selves, in order to walk in newness of life. Why did Jesus say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? We have to do that if we're going to walk in newness of life. So the real question of Romans 6 is, have you died to sin? Because if you haven't died to sin, then you really didn't become a Christian. You really didn't allow Christ into your life. There must be that kind of change. Remember from verse 2 of our text, how can we who have died to sin continue to live in it? Well, you can't. You have to put it away. Tonight, my friends, if you are not a Christian, you are living in sin. It is so important that you no longer live in sin. You now must put on Christ, obey his word, and then you can walk in newness of life. Christian, it may be that you have walked away from the Lord, that you have gone back into the ways of the world, that you are no longer walking in that new life that you did once before in your life. If that be the case, God has made it possible for you to come back to him, give your life back to him, so that you once again can walk in newness of life. Live no longer in sin, but walk in newness of life. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.